Piren replied, I do not conceive, Hardin, that the Foundation can have any interest other than the Encyclopedia. I didn't say the Foundation. I said Terminus. I'm afraid you don't understand the situation. There's a good million of us here on Terminus, and not more than 150,000 are working directly on the Encyclopedia. To the rest of us, this is home. We were born here. We are living here. Compared with our farms and our homes and our factories, the Encyclopedia means little to us. We want them protected. He was shouted down. The Encyclopedia first, ground out Crast. We have a mission to fulfill. Mission hell, shouted Hardin. That might have been true 50 years ago, but this is a new generation.
That has nothing to do with it, replied Piren. We are scientists.
And Hardin leaped through the opening.
Are you, though?
That's a nice hallucination, isn't it? Your bunch here is a perfect example of what's been wrong with the entire galaxy for thousands of years. What kind of science is it to be stuck out here for centuries, classifying the work of scientists of the last millennium? Have you ever thought of working onward, extending their knowledge and improving upon it?
No.
You're quite happy to stagnate. The whole galaxy is, and has been for space knows how long. That's why the periphery is revolting. That's why communications are breaking down. That's why petty wars are becoming eternal. That's why whole systems are losing atomic power and going back to barbarous techniques of chemical power. If you ask me, he cried, the galaxy is going to pot. He paused and dropped into his chair to catch his breath, paying no attention to the two or three that were attempting simultaneously to answer him. Crast got the floor. I don't know what you're trying to gain by your hysterical statements, Mr. Mayor. Certainly you are adding nothing constructive to the discussion. I move, Mr. Chairman, that the Speaker's remarks be placed out of order and the discussion be resumed from the point where it was interrupted. George Farah bestirred himself for the first time. Up to this point, Farah had taken no part in the argument, even at its hottest. But now his ponderous voice, every bit as ponderous as his 300-pound body, burst its base way out.
Haven't we forgotten something, gentlemen?
What? Asked Piren peevishly.
That in a month we celebrate our 50th anniversary.